myself.
Okay. Helps us in the Lisa. Okay. Yeah, Bossa, we're talking about salting meat or chicken before you could eat it. You got to get the blood out of it. Yeah, Bossa Muna Pinofa Shir Shah. The Bossa has to sit in the salt for an hour. The 24 minutes is enough. Huh? Good days. After the Bossa is put into the salt, you have to knock off the salt from it well. On the deeper, and you can wash it three times in the water. Very well. That's right, so you got to knock off the salt and then wash it three times. Isha Yiras Hashem, Yesha Lashkir for Atma Ladosa Sabosa, and a Isha that the Yiras Hashem, just be careful with herself to wash it. She meaning she herself should make sure that it gets washed. Because the Meshareses, the helper, is going to be cheap on the water. You can come to Isr Dam. It's written, Lizar, Shalaylonir, and Shahuda. And you need to be careful not to put the meat into a kli without water before you wash it. Why? Because then it's going to gather. It's gonna gather the blood that it just excreted, and you put it into a kli, and it's going to go right back in. Yud-Gimel. You need to be careful with birds to take off the heads before you soak it. You have to pull off, I mean, you shech, you only have to shech one siman by a bird. I mean, we do two siman on it, but so you remove it, right? You got to remove the head before you salt because the blood is going to be pooling on all those areas. And if you salt it with the head, you got to make a shelosvam. And you also have to be careful with this, with a behemoth, the same thing. Right? Not enough blood, I think. I think there's not enough blood. Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Meat that was not yet salted. You shouldn't put it anywhere that there's salt, meaning don't put it anywhere near where you possibly could have salt. And you should be miyachad a kli from basar. So the kli say yirakus apeiros, and you shouldn't put in this kli vegetables or fruit. With the and similarly things. That's the derech to eat it without hadacha. Ki dam min habasar nidbak b'kli, u'min hakli nidbak b'hetz. Because the blood from the basar will stuck to the kli, and from the kli it will be stuck to that. Tes vav harosh, tzrichin l'chatcha kardim sharia, you have to cut off the head before you soak it. V'nidbak es hamoya, take out the brains. V'lekroi es hakum shalom, and tear off the membrane. V'lishreisa, y'lemolcha b'fnei atzma, and soak it, and salt it by itself. In the head, you have to salt in the inside and the outside, right? Because I think because it also has these the skull. It has pockets there. You put the mochel gam al saris, and then you can even salt it on top of the hair because the hair is not so thick there. Tes Zion, Hatzamish bones that have marrow in it. Emma Dian Hindrukus Babasa, so if they're stuck to the meat, often in Babasa, but Yahan, somebody saying you could salt it the way they are. I mean, you can do an Abasa, but it's separate from Babasa, you know, even from the Kayatsan, salt the way they sell, lo yunta with milk and it's a Labasa, and you should not leave the salt. It shouldn't be to put the meat next to, I'm sorry, you shouldn't put the salt. Yeah, you shouldn't leave the bones next to the salt. Because then the blood comes out and then it's going to, not to next to the salt, next to the meat, because then the blood may come out of the meat and go onto the bone. The feet, you have to take off their hoof before you soak it, so that the blood can flow out from there. And you need to put it there and to make it in a way that the blood could flow out. So you put them open gamma lasara, and you also consult them also on your hands. Right, the same thing. Yudches halev, the heart. Tzrichu l'kroya kodem mashriya. You have to tear it before you soak it. So you have to dami menu so that the blood should go out of it. Yudches haraya. Noyegim gam came in the lungs. Also gam came l'chotov. L'chotov l'chotov l'chotov. To take out the big arteries. Part of the mashriya before you soak it. So the liver, right? So we all know that there's big issues with getting the blood out of the liver. Right? You can't cook livers to get the blood out because it's not going to be enough to take out the blood. You have to roast the livers. But you have to cut up the liver first. And put it when it's cut up on the fire. So that the ash will draw it out. Call the doctor about all the blood. And you have to wash it before you put it on the fire. When you put it on the fire, then you salt it a little bit. You roast it until it's roila. And after that, you wash it off from the blood that it excreted. You should also wash the liver three times. After that, you're allowed to cook it. So liver, basically, you gotta roast it on an open fire. You have to do it specifically on an open fire and not in an oven that's dark. And you can't wrap it in paper and roast it that way. That's even your garua, and even in paper, that's garbage. Right? Now, the reason is because if you wrap it in paper, then it's gonna, the blood is gonna gather in the paper. I understand if it's for chewing. Tough pays. You should not salt the liver before it gets roasted. The garish from open bustle, the same way you salt bustles. You shouldn't do that. So number one, it's a takana because maybe you're gonna end up cooking it if you salt it, right? And it might pull out the blood that's in the liver, and then when you cook it, when you put it on the fire, it's gonna go right back in, right? Of course, don't salt it with the meat together. Or spleen, dina kishar basar has the same din as any other meat. You have to take off the membrane. Because that's a chelav issue. You're not allowed to eat chelav. It's the parts. You also have to take out all the sinews. What you do is you grab the top of it. You pull it. And it gets pulled with you, the 3 foot. You have to be careful not to cut any foot thing. If it does tear off the shoulder after, you have to try and pull it out of there. So the papyrus is the rectum and the rest of the intestines. You salt it on the outside, but the fat is attached to it. Do not call the other day, sin and sali. That's what we're holding in the bus of the color. We skipped it. That's the other. If you have the stomach of an eagle, of a calf that has milk in it, then you have to pour out the blood before you soak it. It has the same thing as the other buffer. If you have eggs that are found in birds, whether they're very small, whether they're completely done with the clip of the shield, they need to be soaked and salted and washed. But you can't salt them next to meat. You have to put it in a way that the blood does not soak out from the basal. And these eggs, even if they're complete, it's also eaten in follow. That's really just a mimic. Because in theory, once an egg is fully formed inside an animal, inside an animal, inside a chicken, then it becomes parrot. But we don't know exactly what stage it is. What? Even before it comes out, if you shift it and it's completely separated, then it's parrots. But we don't. But nowadays, we're just mothballs. Yeah, that's it for day one, right? But above two, I just did for bread. I just did for bread. From Snapple. That's what I asked. I said, stop. You said, stop for both.
Didn't we do a double
Cool.
last night?
We were supposed to. We were so long.
Oh,
It
we
was so
didn't?
long, it was a single. All right. Cool. Have a fine night. We're coming right back.